There was lots about what he owned or where he had been, very little about what he thought or did in his spare time. "Probably doesn't have any," Robin said. "These people work all the hours God sends, and then some, obsessive. That's why they're so successful, of course. That and intelligence and good business sense."
"And luck," Matt said.
"And arrogance," Robin added. "We've got a helicopter pad behind the house, but he's still landed on the lawn. He obviously likes to make an impression."
"Like in the grass, you mean?" Matt joked.
Robin smiled.
Harper's interest in archaeology seemed always to have been there, beneath the surface of his corporate work. They found a brief biography from a respected history journal which mentioned that Harper had insisted his companies donate funds to several research projects in the 1980s. Since then, he had taken a more active and financial personal interest. He had funded archaeological digs and projects all over the world, as well as donating to libraries and institutes.
"Look at this," Matt exclaimed in surprise at one web page, though he knew Robin was reading it with him. She laughed. "If it's true." Matt was still impressed. "He tried to buy Stonehenge. Wow."
"He owns loads of ancient sites," Robin pointed out. "Most of them not so high profile, though. There's that Inca village and the prehistoric caves in the south of France."
"Yeah, I know, and he's saved loads of others by personal intervention in out-of-the-way countries where they could have been destroyed. It's more than a hobby, it's an obsession. He collects old stuff from coins and trinkets to castles and estates."
"Hey!"
An idea had occurred to Matt.
"What?"
"I bet that's why he's here. He wants to buy you out."
"No way."
Robin closed the browser and shut down the computer.
"Dad would never sell. We've been here for..."
She stood up.
"The family's lived here for centuries. We'd never sell."
Matt was teasing, really. He didn't think that was why Harper had come, but he was amused to see how it unsettled Robin. "He might offer your dad millions."
"Dad's got millions," she said.
She said it quietly, matter of fact. So probably, Matt thought, it was true.
"Maybe some particular relic, then," he suggested. "Plenty of those round the place, after all."
She was still serious.
"They're not for sale."
"Not even the pictures?"
The half-smile was back. "Don't tease me."
"Sorry, but I bet he wants something."
"Everyone wants something," she told him. "I'm going for a walk. Coming."
Matt paused in the corridor beside the table with the photograph on it.